This is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the show, and you can bring up anything, just dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free there, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Sam on his website, obscuredtruth.com, and take a look at some of the great video production that he's been doing over the last couple of years, and of course, more to come. Some great pro-liberty videos that really shine a light on the despicable activities of the men and women calling themselves the state. And I know that you're in the midst always of some new project, Sam. What's coming out next from OTN?
A montage of kind of what OTN is all about. It's sort of a promo spot type thing that has some unseen footage of the Keene Police Hugging Squad, some various interactions.
No footage has ever been seen of the Keene Hugging Squad, so that'll be fun. All right, cool. So look forward to that at obscuredtruth.com as we continue taking your calls. Chris is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Speaking of all the illicit drugs that a few people are being charged with possessing, even though they're not dangerous, there was the caller who talked about marijuana being so therapeutic, or hemp. It cures five different types of cancer, and it's the only land foliage for the correct balance of the essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. And that's obviously very therapeutic, so that's another good reason to outlaw it. But when it comes to this healthcare system, and those who are trying to say that we're racist, if you don't like a black man's proposal, whatever they want to say, I say to them, I don't want to be an accomplice to your murder of my fellow humans, not just Americans, but also the illegal aliens, because I don't want to be an accessory and accomplice in a system that requires us to kill each other. Things like the pharmaceutical drugs you mentioned, and the caller earlier the drug rep last hour mentioned, and also the hospital acquired infections are killing over 100,000 people per year. And we think about the death rate, the mortality rate over in some foreign country of our troops. Well, there's this doctor in the Atlantic Monthly who just came out, and the article's entitled "How American Health Killed My Father." Dr. Peter Pronovost tried to go around the hospitals and tell them that they could reduce their rate of hospital-borne antibiotic-resistant infections and by two-thirds, and they would never, none of these hospitals were interested because it wasn't very cost-effective, even though he proved that they could reduce their infection rate by at least two-thirds. So things like that, the nutritional blood test that ought to be administered by doctors rather than the excuse that we have to have tort reform by making it so doctors don't have to administer so many tests. Well, I would agree with them, but if they were a little more alternatively oriented, if they just administered a nutritional blood test to begin with, they wouldn't have to run these toxic tests that have carcinogenic and even radioactive imaging agents running through your body, like with a CAT scan or an MRI or X-rays to determine, have a breast exam when it's a
So you're saying more alternatives, good idea. I mean, the medical establishment has worked very hard with the government to prevent a lot of the alternative options from being available and being advertised in the marketplace, and you're saying some of that stuff could really help some people get it out there.
Yes, right? and the fact that they redefined preventative medicine to mean just deadly vaccinations and these tests that need to be run, they say, well, my father broke the law by curing his own cancer in 96.
How did he do that?
Well, he used ozone, and you can't, that's illegal for human use. So he broke the law. It'd be great if a doctor could have administered it to him, but nevertheless, he didn't have any side effects. And
how do you administer ozone? I'm just curious. I don't know much about it.
Well, there are different ways. What he did, since he had a melanoma on his head and on his shoulder, he would sit at his desk doing his paperwork, and all the while he would have ozone pouring out of the ozone generator, just an oxygen tank that goes into a medical-grade ozone. Oops, I can't say that in this country. A high-quality ozone generator. and this ozone would just pour over his head. A few weeks later, he was cured. He went to his doctor. The doctor didn't seem to be interested at all. But there are other ways, intravenously taking out the blood, ozonating it, reinfusing it. Doctors will try to say that's dangerous. Well, the only danger involved is if you get nitrogen in the line, and that could cause a blood clot. But
you know, doesn't sound too dangerous to have it pouring over the top of your head, though. That doesn't sound very dangerous at all.
Nope. I've got one of these high-quality ozonators right now. It's been lent to me by a friend.
Wow.
Right, and the only hazard or drawback from that is if you ozonate though too much, you could dry up the mucous membranes in your lungs, causing them to collapse and stick together. That is pretty bad, but you know that you would know well before that that you're feeling kind of dry. You'd have plenty of warning signs that if you have a really powerful ozone generator. But the thing is that it's not dangerous, and you go to these so-called socialist countries, most of which are third world countries, and they allow you to treat yourself with this. Obviously, they want to keep their workers working. But in this country, it's more about profit. It's more about sickness care.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with profit. But the problem is with greed when it's backed up by government force. I think that people that help other people feel better, whether they're selling them ozone or whether they're selling them, you know, some sort of pharmaceutical pill, should be able to make a profit on the work that they've done helping people get better. You know, they're providing a valuable service in that case, and they should be rewarded for it. But I think the issue is probably greed, where people, you know, there's never enough for a certain type of person, and so then they go and they use government to restrict the marketplace and prevent people from coming in and competing with them because they're greedy, because they want to provide just their product to the marketplace and not have any competition out there. I think that's the real issue, and I thank you for the call tonight.
In the medical industry, they'll use the fear that, well, something could be dangerous, and it could very well.
So can surgery.
Yeah, right. And when you start looking at how many people die from prescription drugs every year administered by their doctors.
Isn't it over 100,000 in this country?
It's a large number. I don't know what it is. But administered by their doctors, and you know, well, you look at that. You look at people that die during surgeries. Yeah, these are dangerous things, and we're concerned that somebody might be treating the boils on their skins with cow dung. Big deal. Yeah. Big fat hairy deal. Let somebody treat their cancer with ozone. What's the big deal?
It's their cancer. Should be able to treat it with whatever they want.
Yeah, well, they would argue likely that you could, but they just let somebody go in business treating people cancer with ozone. I don't care if
and
they
do. And let them sign waivers or whatever, saying, "Hey, I won't."
It's not
sue
like the
you.
Doctors don't have people signing waivers and
right.
stuff.
You know, Spencer, we're talking about drugs. The Associated Press reporting on some big news here that Mexico has decriminalized small amounts of marijuana, cocaine, and heroin very recently, as of Friday, about today. A move that prosecutors say makes sense, even in the midst of the government's grueling battle against drug traffickers. Prosecutors said the new law sets clear limits that keep Mexico's corruption-prone police from extorting casual users and offers addicts free treatment to keep growing domestic drug use in check. The new law sets out maximum personal use amounts for drugs, also including LSD and methamphetamine. People detained with those quantities are no longer facing criminal prosecution. Now, Espino del Castillo says, and this is from the man from the Attorney General's office down there, he says that in practice, small users almost never did face charges anyway. Under the previous law, the possession of any amount of drugs was punishable by stiff jail sentences, but there was leeway for addicts caught with smaller amounts. He said, we couldn't charge somebody who was in possession of a dose of a drug. There was no way because the person would claim they were an addict. Despite the provisions, police sometimes hauled in suspects and demanded bribes, threatening long jail sentences if people didn't pay. Del Castillo said the bad thing was that it was left up to the discretion of the detective, and it could open the door to corruption or extortion. Anyone caught with the drug amounts under the new personal use limit will be encouraged to seek treatment, and for those caught a third time, treatment is mandatory. So, you know, not the most liberty-oriented piece of legislation here, but a step in the right direction. Nonetheless, a huge jump in comparison to anything we're going to see, I think, anytime soon here in the United States. I would like to see somebody take the lead on this and make something like this happen, but Ron Paul's been trying that for, you know, a couple decades and hasn't really had too much success. But if Mexico can do it, why can't the United States do it?
Well, look at what they're even saying in that article. It works on a small scale to stop police from harassing smaller users and dragging them off to jail, but on a large scale, oh, no, then it's a different story.
Well, obviously there's some serious inconsistency going on here, but if it results in fewer people filling up jail cells, then again,
it's
it
better.
Is a step
sure.
in the right direction. More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. Spyville.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. Spyville.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Who do you want to spy on today? Spyville.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, and more. It's all totally free for you, so enjoy it on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're talking about Mexico. Big news. According to the Associated Press, they have, as of today, decriminalized small amounts of pretty much all of the usable illegal drugs out there. Some might argue they didn't quite decriminalize enough. I would suggest they need to decriminalize all of it, because, as you pointed out, Sam, they still have made it illegal to have more than 5 grams of marijuana, more than a half a gram of cocaine, more than 50 milligrams of heroin, 40 milligrams of meth, and 15 nanograms of LSD. And so, therefore, anybody with amounts larger than that still faces the potential for jail time. Anybody that's dealing is still facing some significant time in jail. And, of course, one of the reasons why they aren't going to make those products legal anytime soon is because the government profits far too much Yes. from the illegal war or for the war on drugs, because they're making money on all the different sides. They're making money because, they profit from the politicians, profit because they get to kind of position themselves as being anti-drug, and that gets them reelected. The police chiefs and the police associations benefit because, well, these products are illegal, which creates crime, which, that's good for their business. And there's just so many different ways. Of course, you can also point out that many cops are corrupt. A lot of the politicians are corrupt and judges. And so they're making money on the black market side of the war on drugs, as so many people do here in the United States. So all of the incentives are for the government to continue the war on drugs. It would only be good for you and I if they decided to stop it.
Yeah, and I think this might have more to do with clearing out the courts and the jails of the small-time offenders than it does allowing people freedom and personal choice.
I think you're right about that. The remainder of the story here says that Mexico has emphasized the need to differentiate drug addicts and casual users from the violent traffickers whose turf battles have contributed to the deaths of more than 11,000 people since the president Felipe Calderon took office in late 2006. But I think it bears mentioning here that whenever the news media is talking about or the government talks about the violent drug dealers, they may be right. There are violent people Absolutely. Out there in the drug trade, but it's only because the criminals are running drugs. And the reason criminals are running drugs is because they're illegal. So if they weren't illegal, then you'd see what you see with aspirin and alcohol
sure.
today.
At one point, you had the violent alcohol trade. It's just that simple. If you want to take the violence out of drugs, take the government out of the drugs.
Yeah, stop sending police after these people with guns and telling them to surrender or we're going to shoot you. And you'll see the marketplace will work this out and will allow it to be delivered to people without all the violence.
Right. Government is violence. It's a monopoly privilege on the use of force. And if you interject it in that particular scenario, what are you going to get? You're going to get violence, no doubt.
The toll-free number here for your thoughts is 1-800-259-9231. Now, since we're on the marijuana or drug-related issue, there was some great civil disobedience that happened this week here in, not in Keene, actually in Manchester, New Hampshire, for the first time ever, I think, I guess Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com did some puppet civil disobedience. But as far as the drug war is concerned, this was the first drug-related civil disobedience that we've seen so far, and the guy who did it is incredibly courageous. Big Mike is what he is called. I've not yet had the chance to meet him personally. I wish I could have been there to see this happen. But I want to read to you his letter to the chief of police of Manchester, because it really kind of plays out what happened, as there hasn't been much as far as video footage that has hit the internet. There's been a couple of BlackBerry kind of crappy quality BlackBerry style videos that hit. We posted one of those over at freekeen.com, so you can see that. It's of him in the police station holding a bud of marijuana and demanding to see the police chief. He's not demanding. He's asking for an appointment to see the police chief to talk to him about why holding a bud of marijuana is an illegal act. And he's in this police lobby for 30 to 45 minutes before he just decides that, okay, well, no one wants to come out to talk to me. Here I am with this marijuana. So he leaves. He didn't get arrested. He was walking around downtown Manchester for hours talking to people about marijuana, goes to the police department. They ignore him almost as far as arresting him is concerned. And he walks out, and he's still a free man as much as the rest of us are. So just to kind of set the stage there for his email here, this is what he wrote to, actually a letter that he wrote to Chief Mara. He says, "Chief Mara, I'm sorry I was unable to connect with you on Tuesday the 18th. I made an attempt to contact you, but have yet to hear a reply. I left my cell phone number on your voicemail. I had some interesting experiences in the downtown area of Manchester on Tuesday that I'd like to share with you. At approximately 1 p.m., I arrived at Victory Park with a small amount of marijuana, which I displayed openly. I began talking to local residents, asking their opinion on the laws regarding possession of the illegal drug and whether they felt it should be a jailable offense to possess it. I spoke with the residents for approximately 45 minutes. Nobody was offended, and the response was overwhelmingly positive. Deciding to get a better sample of community opinion, a group of supporters and I proceeded to walk a few blocks to the outside of your building. There weren't as many people to talk with near your building, and some seemed a little surprised that a person would openly display marijuana outside of the police station. After 20 minutes outside in the heat, where there was no shade, someone suggested we walk around town, and we proceeded in the direction of Elm Street. I'd been trying to get interviews on camera with the residents I spoke to, but the battery had run out. Since we were walking, I decided to keep the conversation to one question so I could interact with passersby as we walked. The question was, do you think that people who possess marijuana like this should be put in jail, while still openly displaying the marijuana bud for them to see? We decided to stop in front of City Hall's building to get the opinions of people coming and going from doing city business. The responses, again, were overwhelmingly positive and supportive. I even received thanks from a few people and smiles. After an hour, we decided to head over to the Manchester District Court building and get opinions from people there. Again, all were positive. Since my plan was ultimately to try and engage in a conversation with a police officer about what I feel are absurd laws, I wasn't having much luck. We'd been walking around downtown Manchester and talking with residents for nearly 4 hours. So before calling it a day, I decided to enter the police station. And by the way, he called Chief Mara in advance of all of this and left him a message saying, I'm going down to the park at this time and I'm going to do this. So it's not like the police were completely unaware of this unless he happened to not check his voicemail on that particular day. So he did give them a heads up. 4 hours later, they walked down to the police station. He says, I entered to see if I'd be able to speak with you or another officer directly. The receptionist was very pleasant. She's letting me know that you were unavailable, but she would get someone else to come speak with me. I openly displayed the marijuana for her to see, and she asked me to have a seat. We waited in the lobby for at least a half an hour and decided that maybe it would be better to make an appointment. With the exception of one officer, the folks at the Manchester Police Department were very courteous and acted professionally at all times. It seemed you folks were having a busy day, and I appreciate the fact that they didn't want to be bothered with possibly taking me into custody for possessing a small amount of an illegal substance in the lobby of their workplace. I think it also says a lot about the residents here in Manchester that nobody bothered to report me to the police, and I hope you take something from that. In fact, during the entire time I interacted with people, only one woman said, yes, people with pot should go to jail, and she was leaving City Hall when I asked her and appeared to be in a bad mood anyway. More on the way here, I'll wrap up his letter to the police chief, the man who refused to send officers out to arrest him for possessing marijuana openly in the police station lobby. It's an amazing story. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the site, going back for an entire year, free for you at freetalklive.com. We had some amazing civil disobedience happen this week here in New Hampshire. And, of course, as you know, if you've listened before, you know this, but the hosts on this program, all of us here sitting in this room, are Free State Project participants, meaning that we moved here to New Hampshire in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime, to get active in order to help that come about. And there's been a lot that's happened here just within the last few years. Mark, you and I moved up nearly 3 years ago, Labor Day of 2006. Sam, you came up earlier this year. And the more people that get here, the more interesting things get, because new people bring fresh ideas to the table, and they are a lot of them are the leadership type. You know, they're willing to just hit the ground running. They're not willing to wait for somebody to come up with an idea that they like so they can glom onto. Certainly there are people that do that, and there's value to having people like that here.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
You have to have people that show up to your events. But Big Mike showed up this week in New Hampshire for the first time, and I think it was the same day or the next day, he made a phone call to the Porcupine 411 number, which is a phone number that blasts out a message. When you leave a message, it blasts it out via email to smartphones and to email boxes, hundreds of activists from across the state, and I'm sure people are subscribing to them from around the world, just to hear, kind of get an inside ear on what's going on with the activists here. He calls up at 1 a.m., and leaves a message on Pork 411 saying that tomorrow at Manchester he was going to go down to a park and hold a bud of marijuana out in his hand, much like our friend Andrew Carroll did here in Keene at the beginning of this year. He made a public announcement that he was going to hold a bud of marijuana in a public park and see if the cops came to arrest him. In Andrew's case, he did get arrested. Now, the cops were about 20 minutes late, so if he'd come, held the marijuana, and left after 5 minutes, he probably wouldn't have gotten arrested, at least at that time. But the cops did show up 20 minutes later and arrested him. In the case of Big Mike, he shows up at the police department after they never tried to arrest him for being in the park with the marijuana, shows up at the police department, asks to speak to the police chief. They say, hang on, we'll send someone out to talk to you. No one ever came out after 30 to 45 minutes of sitting there.
In Andrew's case, the King Police did have somebody undercover filming the crowd, correct?
They claim they had someone filming, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to point that out.
I don't know where that person was. They may have been in a nearby building. I'm not sure if they were actually part of the crowd.
May have been why they were late.
So I'm going to just read the rest of Big Mike's mail that he sent. This is a letter that he sent to the police chief of Manchester after the chief refused to meet with him and refused to send anyone out to actually talk to this guy. He wanted to talk to a police officer. His goal for the day was to talk to a police officer while holding marijuana about the illegality of that act. And they never sent anyone out to talk to him. So he said that he talked to a lot of Manchester residents while he was out on the streets. He was walking through one of the parks and walking downtown and walked in front of the courthouse and walked in front of the police station and talked to a lot of people about marijuana, and he got overwhelmingly positive responses. Of course, because most people are sensible. Most people understand that marijuana is pretty much harmless. They know that they have friends, if they themselves aren't using it or users, they know that they have friends and family members who are avid or semi-avid or occasional users of marijuana. And they understand that these are their friends and family. They're not dangerous criminals. People get that, man. When you talk to people about this issue, they understand and they'd like to see change. It's just that the political system is very reticent to do change. So let me continue with Big Mike's letter. He says, having just moved here from Michigan, where marijuana was legalized for medicinal purposes, I was surprised to learn that a similar bill with over 70% of support from New Hampshire residents that passed both bodies of Congress was vetoed by the governor. And this goes with the point I'm trying to make. I realize there's a system in place to deal with issues like this. The problem to me is that it takes too long to make any necessary and beneficial changes. One question I have for you is if the residents in Congress are in close agreement that the use of marijuana is okay for sick people, can it be that bad for healthy people? I would hope that you're willing to set, of course, you don't want to ask a cop that question because, of course, they're going, oh, yes, bad, 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 marijuana, bad. But he didn't even answer the question. He wouldn't even come out to meet with him. And he says that I would hope that you're willing to set aside some time to meet with me and discuss some concerns that I have, as well as some easy solutions that won't require us to utilize the political system in order to make some changes in how people possessing illegal drugs are dealt with. And I think those easy solutions, I don't know what he's going to propose, but I can think of a few easy solutions. How about you just stop enforcing that law? Problem solved. You don't have to go through any legislative procedure to make that happen. The police can just decide, you know what, this law sucks. We're not going to enforce it anymore. Just like they didn't enforce the illegal puppeteering law with Dave Ridley. When Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, another one of the activists up here, went from city to city doing illegal puppet shows, which is apparently illegal if you don't have a permit, you can't give a puppet show in New Hampshire. Sounds crazy, right? That's the law, and Dave broke the law. He announced in advance to the police that he was going to break the law, where he would be, the time, the place, where he was planning on breaking that law, and they did nothing about it. So it's clear that they have discretion, that they can choose to not enforce whatever laws they want to not enforce.
Right. It's not going to destroy our form of government. I mean, that's absolutely ludicrous. Imagine if in a dry county, and they exist here in the United States, the cops just decided, you know what, we're not going to go after anybody who's drinking any longer. I mean, is that going to cause a representative republic to crumble to its knees just because the people who've managed to stay in power in those counties? Because you can't tell me that most people in those counties think that people don't have the right to consume alcohol.
I don't believe that's absolutely
ludicrous. But the people that managed to stay in power there just aren't listening to the people and what their desires are. And that's really what's going on here. The vast majority of Americans, when asked on this question, believe that people should be able to treat their sick illness with marijuana if that's what they choose.
So maybe this is about the authority of the police being put into question. If they stop enforcing marijuana laws and society doesn't crumble, gee, what else might they be enforcing that is not necessary either?
Bunch of crap.
You think that's why they're reticent to make any changes like that?
Yeah, I mean, if they just stopped, and just like you said, just stop arresting people for it. If you catch somebody with it and it's in their car, just let them go. Who cares? You know, people might see that, look, it's not the end of society to have people running around using cannabis and other drugs and making these choices. And people might begin to see that, hey, the police are enforcing a lot of laws here that don't really benefit society in the way that they claim.
Well, on the other side, though, don't you think that the police want to be liked by people? Because if they stopped enforcing bad laws like marijuana possession laws, then a lot more people would start to like the police again, I think. I mean, if the cops were actually, I mean, obviously they need to stop enforcing speeding tickets and other silly nonsense like that. But if they aren't throwing your buddy in jail for possessing a joint, that makes them a little bit more tolerable.
I think police want their authority respected, period.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. A few more thoughts from Big Mike. He says, so he wants to meet with the police chief, and he says, I request our conversation be on the record, but I'm willing to provide you with a list of questions I have prior to our meeting should you request it. I'm not trying for an interview that catches you unprepared, as I feel the dialogue will be beneficial for both of us. I must, however, insist that our conversation be recorded, and I hope that you will give me your honest opinion, even if you feel it may not be popular amongst your supporters. In the event that I don't get a response to my request for an interview, or if you deny my request for an interview, I will proceed to stage another event in Victory Park that will likely draw a significantly larger group of supporters who will want to hear my proposal on my easy solution to curb the problems many are concerned with regarding the current war on drugs and police actions in the city of Manchester. I look forward to hearing from you, Chief Mara, and I look forward to working with you. I think it's a brilliant approach.
I love it.
Yeah.
I can't find anything wrong with it, and believe me, I'm out here looking for things wrong with people's civil disobedience activism. Nope, I can't find anything wrong with it. Sounds good. He's been extraordinarily polite.
Yeah, offering to give the questions in advance.
His threat sounded just a slightly too hard for me, but I don't know how you make a threat and make it sound soft. So
it's a promise, not a threat.
Yeah, whatever.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we will continue to follow the Big Mike case here, and will he get a response from the police chief? Remains to be seen. What'll happen when he goes back the second time? Who knows? More people will show up with him, though, I bet.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link results in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. And it's the same great Amazon prices. It's just you're entering through our portal, and so they're sending us a cut of their profits. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, and that's amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, last night we had somebody call in right at the end of the show, and he never called back. We invited him to call back tonight. He didn't call back. People have things to do, I'm sure. But he had asked us a question about objectivism. And we have people call in from time to time to ask us similar questions. Hey, why aren't you guys objectivists? And honestly, I don't really know that much about objectivism. I know normally when someone calls in and asks me to explain why I'm not an objectivist, then I'll ask them to explain what objectivism is. Because I just can't explain it. I don't know that much about it. I've never really studied it. I've never really looked into it, anything beyond just having somebody explain it to me over the phone. And one of the things I didn't do last night while we had him on the line and we were talking to him about it was pull up, well, what is objectivism from according to Wikipedia?
It was very close to the end of the show, isn't
it? It was, yeah, right up to the end. And so I just want to kind of dive back into that conversation, even though he's not here right now, and talk about why it is I'm not an objectivist. Because I am a voluntarist. I am an autonomist. I do believe in a voluntary society. I believe that we need to that mankind needs to evolve, needs to make the choice to evolve to a voluntary society. And that's all it takes is for enough people to make that choice. And I think it would help if those people were all in the same geographic region, which is one of the things that I think some of us, at least, are trying to accomplish here with the Free Keen movement, freekeen.com, and the Free State Project to some extent. And so I'm already a voluntarist, so I already understand that using force against people is inappropriate. And this guy was trying to get us to believe that, well, objectivists are just like you, and that objectivists aren't in favor of using force. But we've heard from objectivists who favor the Iraq war. Apparently, the Ayn Rand Institute or some group like that, some objectivist Ayn Randy group came out in favor of the war in Iraq. So that is right there enough for me to say, well, if this is what these people favor, and I don't know if it is or it isn't, maybe some objectivists do, maybe some don't, but if that's what their title organization is out openly supporting, that's a pretty disturbing thing. It's not in any way toward a free society to support warmongering like that. And so that would have been enough for me to just push it aside and say, well, why would I need that? Why would I need that label for myself? It doesn't even sound anything like me. But then I actually looked at the Wikipedia article about this, and it's the first, I don't know, the first 10 words or less that I pretty significantly disagree with. And I want to run it by you guys and see what you think about this. Because there's a lot here in the definition of Ayn Rand and her works and how, you know, human beings can gain knowledge from perception through the process of concept formation and inductive and deductive logic. All kinds of detail on what Ayn Rand believed. It seems that objectivism is basically, Ayn Rand believed this, and okay, I like what she had to say, so I believe that too. It's kind of like Ayn Randianism,
yeah.
from what I can tell. But the first 10 words here, or less, say that objectivism holds that reality exists independent of consciousness. And I don't think that you can... That seems to me to be a faith. And they were... the guy that we had on the phone last night was not exactly... didn't seem too friendly towards organized religion and faith in general. But that seems to be, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was very much so against the idea of faith and religion.
But that's a statement of faith right there. The statement is objectivism holds that reality exists independent of consciousness. And you have to have faith to believe that statement.
I have faith that I do believe that statement.
I don't know if that statement is true. There's no way to prove that statement, so but I'm not going to take a position on that.
In a giant computer program,
yes,
on,
you could,
on some somebody's laptop. But you know, there's no way to
you
to
could
prove
also.
It. However, I know that if I swing a hammer and I hit myself in the hand, I'm going to go ow ow ow. If I swing that hammer and hit you in the hand, you're going to go ow ow.
Sure,
ow.
You can make observations.
In my mind, the caricature of you is going to jump up and down and be very angry with me. Now,
sure.
You may not even be real. But I think you are, and I know how you're going to react if I hit you with a hammer.
You've made observations throughout your existence, and you make decisions based on those observations. We do this all day long. We've come to certain conclusions based on what we've observed in our lives, and because of those conclusions, we take certain actions and we move forward. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I don't deny all of that, but I can't agree with the first statement in what objectivism is because there's a possibility that could be false.
I think that reality is a reflection of the society's consciousness or collective unconsciousness.
And I subscribe to that as well. But there's also the possibility, because when you take a look at who you are and what you're experiencing, is coming through your senses. You know, touch, taste, smell, the ability to hear and see. So those are how you're experiencing the reality around you. But there's no way you can say for certain that reality exists, which is why you have to take that leap of faith, as the objectivists have done, and say, yes, reality does exist independently of my consciousness.
Well,
but you can't prove it because at all times you're subject to your senses, and your senses could be being tricked. You could very well be Neo in the Matrix, plugged in right now into some sort of gigantic simulation software that is essentially, you know, you got the jack in the back of your head and the various different electrodes all over your body.
You could be, but it's not a useful philosophy.
I'm just saying, Mark, that you have to have faith in order to believe that particular statement, faith in that concept. And I don't have that faith. I'm not going to make that definitive statement to say that reality exists. It could all be a very great, grand, wondrous illusion created by your consciousness itself. There's no way to prove that's true or to prove otherwise, because any kind of information that you gather, you've gathered through your senses. And if your senses are being tricked, you can't prove that they're being tricked. There's no way to come to that conclusion.
Yep. Our reality of this universe could be a video game running on somebody's wristwatch, for all we know.
It could very well be, and there's no way to prove that statement, in the same way that there's no way to prove that reality exists independent of your consciousness. And that's the prime, according to the Wikipedia article, that's the prime tenet of what objectivism is. So right there, based on the first 10 words, I'm not an objectivist, because I'm open to the idea that could not be true. sure, I've seen all this stuff in my life, but how do I know that that, you know, wasn't sent to me to be seen by some wonderful computer program? Well, for my benefit. I don't know.
I don't know either. There is no way to know. However, I think that it's a good philosophy that generally works. I am also of the opinion that...
Wait. Philosophy? That reality exists independent of consciousness? Or the rest of the whole? Because there's a lot more here
Objectivism, by and large, is a really great philosophy from what I can tell. However, what it appears to come down to is Ayn Rand worship to some extent.
What else is in there, Ian?
The rest of the definition?
What else defines objectivism?
Well, objectivism holds that reality exists independent of consciousness. Individual persons are in contact with this reality through sensory perception, that human beings can gain objective knowledge from perception through the process of concept formation and inductive and deductive logic, and that the proper moral purpose of one's life is the pursuit of one's own happiness or rational self-interest. I'm fine with that, you know.
Yeah, all this sounds good.
But the only social system consistent with this morality is full respect for individual rights, embodied in pure laissez-faire capitalism. How they can make that statement, and on the other hand, support the war in Iraq, I don't know. And that the role of art in human life is to transform man's widest metaphysical ideas by selective reproduction of reality into a physical form, a work of art that he can comprehend and to which he can respond emotionally. So there's a lot there that I don't really necessarily want to jump into and apply my and say, oh, that's me. I'm just somebody who believes that people should be free to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't harm anyone else. And that's, you know, maybe that's included in objectivism, maybe it isn't. I don't really care enough to find out. I don't care enough to find out to want to, you know, join up with their group. I don't want to. You know, I don't really want to get involved in any sort.
I mean, you got to think about it. As much as we talk about these ideas and these concepts, if we can't really clearly define what an objectivist is, somebody, the average American out on the street, is going to have no clue. And a voluntarist, that can be explained in a few words. I believe all interactions should be voluntary, based on consent. Period.
Easy to explain. Whereas objectivism, I'm confused by all that. I don't know what all that means. I have to get out the dictionary and start looking it up and stuff. Why? We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2236.